Welcome back to the second half of See Here. Once again, do feel very much part of what's going on here. If you have questions or observations or flat contradictions of what you're hearing, do please stick your hands up. Probably best to do it in the formal question session, but I think all the speakers this morning felt very much that you should intervene if you had a specific question. At this point, I guess we move somewhat from theory to practice and theory to arts practice. And our first speaker this afternoon is going to be talking about a subject that particularly interests me as both a musician, relatively passive musician these days, and someone who's written about music for 25 years or so. I used to work with a guy some of you will remember called John Stevens, a percussionist and the leader of the Spontaneous Music Ensemble, who had a very interesting discourse, practice, whatever you want to call it, which he called peripheral hearing, which touches very much on what we were hearing talking about this morning. It's an interesting analogy to peripheral vision, and this was very much concerned with responding to what was happening, not necessarily at the forefront of the music that was being performed, but somewhere off to the side or possibly elsewhere in the room or possibly outside the musical discourse altogether. And poor old John didn't really live long enough to develop this. He wasn't, I would have to say, a theoretician in any way, but he didn't live long enough to develop this discourse. And in a small private way, I sort of dedicate this next session and the discussion that might follow to John's memory. He died, I think, 14 years ago. But it's a great pleasure to welcome to Dundee Dr. Ellen Waterman. We know one thing about her already, which is that you should never take a lift in a long journey with her after her revelations this morning about her driving. I'm glad I've got a train ticket back to Glasgow. Ellen's from the University of Guelph in Canada, and I'm just simply going to hand over to her. Thank you.
Okay.